It's Tuesday, time for our regular weekly conversation with John Husing, the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. Inland Southern California will be one of the fastest growing areas in California over the next 10 years. And Dr. Husing says, judging from population changes in the IE over, say, just the past 5 years since the end of the recession, the Inland Empire is well on its way to continued expansive population growth.
When we deal with population and population growth, what we're looking at here is from the demographic research unit of the Department of Finance. And these are the numbers that are used when any formula for the state that allocates money to communities where population is a key element of that. So these are the official numbers that are used for that.
That the state uses.
Yeah. When you look at, for instance, population in the 52 cities and the two counties, the total number, including unincorporated areas, is 4.487 million people.
So about 4.5 million total in the IE.
Correct. And interestingly enough...
And by the way, you include the IE as being the Coachella Valley and the San Bernardino County.
It's the entire two counties, which is the official designated metropolitan area by the U.S. Census and other entities
that
do this. Right. Now, 4.487 million people means we have now passed Kentucky in terms of the number of people living in the two counties, and 25 U.S. states are below us, and 25 U.S. states are above us. Huh. So we are bigger now than half the U.S. states in terms of the number of people.
Just the IE.
Just the IE by itself.
Huh.
Shows you how big California is.
No kidding.
Just, again, a kind of characterize this. Oregon is two states behind us now. Huh. And Oregon has almost 500,000 less people than our two county area.
Huh. Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing when you think about it.
Noting this probably won't be a surprise to very many people who pay attention, but Riverside County, a little more than 52%, and San Bernardino County, just about 48% of the population.
Yeah, that's right. And this is Riverside passed San Bernardino County several years ago, mostly because San Bernardino built out first, and now Riverside has most of the available land where homes can be built.
But for all the years of a lot of people who've grown up around here, San Bernardino County was the more populous.
It was until about six, seven, 8 years ago. It changed.
Huh.
When you look at the list, there aren't a lot of surprises.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've always, you know, Riverside, San Bernardino, Ontario is always what we have thought the three biggest cities are. And now...
That's changed a lot.
This shows Ontario a ways down the list.
Yeah, it's... what's happened is Fontana did a lot of annexations, and then a lot of new property ended up being developed. So Fontana has moved into third. Moreno Valley, for similar reasons, though earlier, moved into fourth. Rancho Cucamonga, though it's getting closer to being completely built, also passed Ontario. So Ontario now is the sixth largest city, where it had been the third for quite a long time. We now have four cities with over 200,000, one over 300,000, that's Riverside.
Mm-hmm.
It's the 12th largest city in California, just after Bakersfield. And then it drops off to 215,000, so about a little over 100,000 less in San Bernardino.
And some people might be surprised to hear that Moreno Valley and Fontana, pretty close together in population, both of them are nearly as big as San Bernardino.
Yes, they are now. Yeah, 215 in San Bernardino. Fontana comes in at 210 and Moreno Valley at 205. At the other end of the spectrum, the tiny cities, generally are not, again, a surprise. They're in outlying areas. Big Bear is the smallest with 4,905. Needles is next. Indian Wells after that. Then Calamesa. Those are the real small cities. Mm-hmm. Each one of those is under 10,000. When we switch then to looking at how much, how many people were added in these various towns between 2010 and 2016, so the last 6 years since the census.
So this is the next column, population growth in these cities.
Yeah, and what are you seeing there?
Well, going to have to wait to next week to respond. John Husing is the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. You can hear past segments with Dr. Husing at our website, kvcrnews.org. Go to the search menu, which is in the upper right-hand side of our website, and type in John Husing.